everybody.
Hi, everybody.
And welcome to our final show of the year. And next week, actually, I will be doing one final cast. But Jen should be off for the holidays celebrating. And I will be talking to Larry Yeager about his new book. We won't be reviewing any articles or anything like that, but we're going over the news, but it'll just pretty much just be a promo for Larry Yeager, who is one of our members from Sponsorverse Casino Esport Conference. So great to see you again, Jen. And I hope you're staying healthy. Of course, you have the immunity. You have the antibodies already.
I think it's over. I think that only lasts a little bit. I think I can get it again.
You're going to get the vaccine?
I'm going to see.
You're going to see?
I'm going to see after a few other people take it.
see what kind of weird side effects they get.
Yeah, because I already had it. So, like, how much more damage could I get from it? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, okay. So let's get right into it. This is the New Gaming News. I'm Ari Fox. This is Jen Yuchin. Welcome to our cast. And we review the news, gambling news, sponsorship news, all involving around the esports space, discussing video gaming, culture, and et cetera. So getting right into it. This first article that we're talking about is the Leo Vegas CEO exclusive, those who don't innovate risk becoming dinosaurs. It's very interesting. It's kind of like my mantra and what I've been saying since we started with CEC about 4 years ago. if you wanted to just, I'll get the article up here.
So pretty much Leo Vegas CEO, he talks about the future of gambling and how, and low stakes and high entertainment in general. So he says he's seeing an all-time high of active gamblers right now, but a lot of people are only betting a little bit, which is better than a few people betting a lot. Apparently that's better. So he's saying you tend to slow down on innovation when you become a larger company because there's just more and more people. So it kind of gets more and more corporate. And more or less in the article, he says that you need to get fresh young people to help you innovate. And you need those kinds of people with the mindset and the culture internally to enable that innovation. Otherwise, quite quickly, you'll become one of those dinosaurs that's standing still and you just live on the old technology more or less. You need to be in the forefront, driving the industry, and that's the only way that you can grow, he says. And you have been saying this at your casino esports conference the past few years.
Yeah, well, it's so funny because I think we're going to get into another article later about...
We can skip around.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about... I mean, well, for the most part, the only thing the gambling industry understands is the wagering. Yeah. And so they look at esports and they go, oh, wow, there's 3 billion gamers in the world. Okay, it's just frustrating to me. I'm sorry, but 3 billion gamers doesn't mean 3 billion people that watch esports.
No, you're right.
So, and just the concept that they don't understand what's the difference between esports and video gaming can be quite frustrating.
Yeah,
and it's something I have to constantly, you know, sort of. I'm really fighting a losing battle because the media in this case. And I could go on and on about how media really skews a person's view of what the actuality is of an industry. I mean, if you talk to specific people and you ask them that aren't involved in video gaming or don't understand the video gaming culture, they think video gaming culture is esports and vice versa.
Yeah, they don't
know. And we always say it's not. It's a complete opposite. I go over a lot of things with a lot of people, and a lot of people in the casino industry have actually tested the waters in esports, and they can say, oh, there's no money in it. There's no money in it. And that's when you get an article like from this guy, Leo Vegas, the CEO, who says, if you don't innovate and take a risk, you're going to become a dinosaur.
Yeah.
In a lot of the millennial and Gen Z eyes, casinos are already dinosaurs.
Yeah,
they are. They're for my grandparents and my parents. They're not for me. That's not why
I'm
not
going to. Maybe the clubs are for me. Maybe.
even that, even the people who were like gung ho on clubs, pre-COVID, they're even dying out.
Yeah.
Those people have now gotten married and have kids, and are they going to clubs as much? I mean, is clubbing even a
Yeah,
big
'cause
thing
people like to
now?
party, and if you're young and single, you like to go out to clubs.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like you're doing that all the time. I mean, listen, from a video gaming perspective, and this is why I agree with the CEO here from LeoVegas. In a video gaming perspective, the culture is when you come home from a hard day's work, or you want to chill and relax, you're going to
Play
watch
video
TV,
games.
you're going to play video games. I keep saying that. And you'll play them with your boyfriend, or you'll play them with, if he's working, then you're going to go online and play with a friend that's not even there. It's a social ability, and it's a connectivity, and it's an activity that's a relaxing activity. Someone from an older generation, Gen X or Boomer generation, they're going to walk in, they're going to sit down and watch TV, and they're just going to zone out. That's how
Yeah.
they do it. They don't talk to anybody. They don't want any, they don't associate. It's not, they're not playing games with what that person, but the entire culture is a place where if I always say it starts with technology. And that's exactly what this guy said. It has to start with technology.
Well,
Because
'cause
if you,
technology makes things faster and easier too.
well, yeah, faster, easier, but also more relatable to people that are from a younger generation. If
Yeah.
they, if you, if you, if they walk, the reason why they see casinos as a dinosaur is because it is.
Yeah.
You know what? You're going to tell me that I still have to like walk in and talk to like a person at the front desk for my hotel room? No, that
Yeah.
shouldn't happen. It's everything should be
Automated.
automated, automatic, or you should have robots delivering your new, your extra towels. It should not be what it is now. And we should have AI, artificial intelligence, like mostly running everything.
Now, why do you think we're not?
Because the people that are running everything, they don't
They
want
don't
to
want to
they
put the
don't want
money into it and
to
change.
they already have a lot of money, and they don't want to lose. Like, if it ain't broke, why fix it?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna ride this pony this until it's dead.
Yeah. Well,
Some of them
unfortunately,
are
we will die.
in that, some of them are that philosophy. Older people running these big casino
Yeah,
conglomerations.
and there's nothing wrong with it.
There isn't, but there's going to be some type of an immersion of some kind of new experience. For example, I'm going to show you something
Okay.
that we're working on for the GamerCon event, and because we're talking tech and we're talking something that's going to be. So I'm going to share this. Hold on a minute. So if you could see. Right here, there's this video, right? This is what we're working on at GamerCon headquarters.
Sick.
This is a recreation of the conference hall at the Ocean Resort Casino, which is where we had our last GamerCon.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Right, so that's our retro. It's going to be our retro area. You go up to those games, be able to
This is
play
awesome,
them.
Ari.
Yeah, so, and this avatar obviously is just one particular avatar. You can design your avatar any way you want.
Yeah, very cyberpunk.
You'll be able to buy a skin for your avatar. There's all kinds of things we're going to be offering in the platform. If you buy like a skin that's a merch with a GamerCon t-shirt, you'll get the t-shirt shipped to your house. We'll just drop ship it.
Cute.
So we're looking at combinations of drop shipping
This
things.
is
You'll have,
awesome.
yeah, you can have commerce in here. There's going to be stations for VR. The areas that he's already passing, which are these exhibit areas, are where the indie dev games will be. We'll also have like influencers like at those
That's so
tables
cool.
that could sign or have a one-on-one conversation with each person in a queue. So you'd wait, and talk to your favorite influencer
That's
face to face.
awesome.
Yeah, so this guy now, he's walking to the end of the aisle. So if you look to the right, we're going to be streaming all the esport tournaments into the space,
Nice.
up on the wall
Yeah, I
there.
see that.
And but this is what I'm talking about. This is what that CEO is talking about, is the innovation of technology to develop and build for the next generation. Because if I recreated this and made this, if I could recreate a convention hall for the if I can recreate a convention hall in a casino, I can recreate a convention a casino completely, like
Yeah,
a
absolutely.
full-blown casino. And how much would that be, like a way to engage a younger audience, and then like all year round have like a scavenger hunt. Like if we totally took pictures and dimensions from like I don't know, the Luxor Casino, or we took the pictures and dimensions of MGM Casino in Vegas, or even some of the Atlantic City casinos here in New Jersey, and recreated them in that format. You could recreate a casino floor where not only you would have newer games that are multiplayer, that are based in video gaming, but you'd also have your traditional slot games, and you'd have your poker games, and but you're playing for real money.
Yeah.
So this is innovation that can, at least it's one step. It's obviously not AI. It's not like you're walking into the actual brick and mortar and you're
Yeah.
talking to some hologram, but it's the step that we're taking because we had to pivot for COVID, and we're going to be doing the GamerCon event. By the way, we did change the date. It's going to be April 9th through the 11th.
Okay.
And the reason why we did that was because we're building this really cool 3D experience. And outside of that convention center that you saw is going to be an outdoor area with palm trees and stuff. And we're going to have it like the New Jersey Boardwalk. You're going to have like
Cute.
ring tosses and be able to win prizes and real prizes, which will be shipped to your house,
That's
of course.
awesome.
We're considering maybe I have to talk to guys like at I got to connect myself with well, I am connected, but I connect to like people at Epic and other places to see if they want to auction off some skins
Yeah.
or something like that.
That'd be
But
amazing.
yeah, for some of their games. So there's a lot going into this concept, but I mean, by creating the actual conference and doing something like this, what we're doing is engaging a gamer in a space that's for games.
Yeah, that feels natural to them.
Right. So this is, I think, this is the next step beyond. So, but from the casino's perspective, it's I want to set up my betting. I want to set my wagering on esports. And that's where I guess that's the first integration because that's what they understand. So, I mean, that's what I got to say about technology. And the casinos that don't move into that space, they
That
will
will be
die.
left behind and
They will be
die.
left behind. Yep. Just like the customers are, half of them, not no offense, but like a lot of their older people, they literally are.
Age out.
They age out. They're becoming extinct because they're just too old to go to
Yeah.
the casinos. But I mentioned Jersey. I said, the New Jersey trending towards approving esports gambling, as I was mentioning before. This is an interesting article. The person running this is, as we know, we bring him up all the time, Grant Johnson, from the Esport Entertainment Group. It's an interesting, article. It's all started because here, they're mentioning PASPA, which is the law that was overturned.
Yeah, and they talk about how every Matrix is like, I guess how I don't know how whenever they have this report, but betting has increased in esports 40% in April.
Well, the pandemic was definitely, a contributor to that.
Yeah. they said 21 North American states allow legal sports betting now, but not all of them are doing esports betting. And of course, the pandemic has caused states to lose tax dollars from sports gambling revenue. So I'm wondering if they will fill that with the esports. And that's all we really need to say about that, because we can move forward to the Fans Unite Entertainment and GameCo creating their first esports book in Colorado at the Sky, how do you say that, Sky Ute Casino?
Sky Ute
Casino.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well,
Who's excited? Everybody.
Well, this is a great move. I know and you've met him, but Blaine Grabois from GameCo, CEO of GameCo. First esports sports book. I've said this before. I said you cannot put the regular sports book with the esports book. They have to be two separate areas.
Two separate things.
Right. And, you know, the other thing about this this article is that, you know, we have to also understand that, when you're talking about esports books, I'm all for it. I think it's a great move. But tell me what they're going to do when their team isn't the one that they're, you know, that they betted on, or their player isn't the one playing. They're going to need more stuff.
More stuff as in what?
To engage the gamer. To engage the video gamer. I mean, I bring this up all the time.
Or do you think gambling will be like an extra thing that they're doing while watching these games or whatever? Like, what do they need to engage with more?
They're already making it. You know, GameCo's already made games where you can multiplayer. Mm-hmm. So you can, you know, you bet $20, they bet $20 that they're going to beat you in like Soul Calibur or basketball or whatever on a video game. And these games are built, they're just not being embraced by the casinos as much as the betting platforms, because they don't, it's all about real estate in the casinos. It's about, think of a casino today as a mall. It really is a mall. And every single one of those slot machines that they have on the floor and every single poker table that they have on the floor, it has to perform X amount of dollars. And they have a certain model. This is why they've been so slow to change in progress. It's because they have a model that's been working for 70 years and they don't want to crack that model. But unfortunately for them, they're going to have to. They're going to have to move the model and adjust it so that gamers will be able to have something for them to do when they get there. And, you know, I mean, you walked the floors when you were at the CDC in 2019. And you knew, you were like, I'm not interested in any of this stuff.
Yeah, I was bored.
Yeah, you were bored. Because it's okay to say that, because there's nothing for someone who's in your age demographic that's going to be interested in doing anything. I'm bored. And I'm not even, you know, I would rather sit down and play a video game. Mm. It's fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's entertainment. If you can win money, oh, that's even a plus.
Yeah.
And we say it all the time on the cast that, you know, this is something I think a lot of people in the casino industry have to come to terms with. They have to look at this from a different perspective. And I mean, I'm glad Sky Ute Casino is building a betting platform, a betting area for esports. But there is one vital thing that they're not getting that they don't understand. And they have to understand the video gaming world. And the thing that they do not understand is trying and having to build a community. You need to build a community.
You have to.
Because gamers are like, if you're going to, you're not going to get one gamer that goes into that betting, that wagering space to make a bet. He's going to be there with like a shit ton of his friends, because that's what gamers do. If they're going to meet in person, they're going to meet with friends of theirs.
Yeah.
Because it's all socialization.
Yeah.
I mean, because you've met, you meet, and where do they all meet? They meet online first. And that's how they socialize. And then they meet in person. So it's kind of like a dating site. I mean, people meet online and then they meet in person.
Yeah.
It's similar in a lot of ways. So, but that's exactly the thing that I think that they have to understand, they have to look at. So, I think that, when you're looking at it from that perspective, the casinos have to embrace the entire video gaming culture and not just the concept behind esports. Because what's going to happen at SkyU? They're going to build that esport betting, wagering, bookie area, and no one's going to show up.
Yeah.
And they're going to be
Now,
like, what did we do that for?
do you think eventually, this just came to my head because I was thinking about like all the esports venues. Do you think eventually maybe in esports venues will be able to like have their own sports book for esports and like place bets at these venues?
Well, they should,
Because
but it's
maybe
gonna.
that'll be the future casino. Like if the
But
casinos aren't adopting gaming, there's plenty of LAN centers
yeah, but
popping up.
remember, right? But remember, whoever's was there first is the one that controls all the legality. So, betting and wagering and gambling in general, the history of it was started by the mafia, and then the government took over and they taxed it, and they're the ones that are in control. So, and their buddies are the ones that run the casinos. So, are they going to turn around and say, you know what? The younger people aren't gravitating to casinos, so we're just going to turn around and make all the land centers have betting sites. I doubt that. I think that what they'll
You don't
do
think
first is
ever?
they're going to give their buddies a shot first.
Yeah.
And if their buddies turn it down, then it'll go to the land centers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only way I could see it happening. And what'll end up happening is then more people that are actually there for tournaments will start betting against each other. It'll just be an organic kind of growth at the land centers. And then you might find illegal betting going on. And then the government will step in and say, yeah, shut that down.
Yeah.
And then they'll move it all inside the casino walls. But from what I showed you on that video that I had of my space, I think that if the casinos were smart, they need to engage the gamers online first with something interactive like that.
Yeah.
And then create a bookie space
Yeah, get
in
them into it
3D.
and then build that community online and then bring it to your physical locations and do it now.
They should do it now,
It's
but
the perfect time to build an online community so that when COVID's done, you can have a big welcome back party and everybody can spend money and buy drinks and buy food and gamble and buy rooms and do whatever.
exactly. But is that going to happen? No.
Nah.
I mean, listen, it's there's a lot. I mean, I read, like I said, I read articles all day long. And this is interesting. This article, it's an esports one raises $4 million in funding, looking to expand fantasy offering. Again, this is related to the gambling space, and it's like if I don't know how quickly or how long this is going to last, this fantasy betting, but if in my opinion, it won't last long if they're doing, if they're basically running and doing so much more that, if they're going to just do straight betting, because if you look at this article, it's talking about, esports one raises $4 million in funding, looking to expand fantasy offering, and that's great, but I mean, companies like DraftKings and FanDuel that started in the fantasy sport and for fantasy betting space. It didn't last long because once PASPA was repealed, everybody was able to have betting.
Yeah.
So it didn't. It's still used, I think, by local, people in offices. So I guess this isn't such a bad idea. But at the same time, it's a complicated space, I gotta say,
Yeah.
in esports. I mean, they're talking here about developing fantasy esports experiences based on games such as Rocket League, Fortnite, Rainbow Six Siege, and Valorant. I mean, what are your opinions on this, and how long you think this will last?
I think this is definitely something that people could get into because When I worked at Microsoft, I was around a bunch of guys who were really big nerds, but they also liked like sports and stuff, and all of them would put in money for these fantasy leagues for traditional sports. So I think that if you get like a group of friends, right, who love playing Valorant together or love playing Rainbow Six Siege or whatever, they might want to do this. They might want to have their own fantasy leagues. And said that this firm is working on like some apps for it, and there's customizations that's going to happen. So I think that this could be really fun for people. I really do. And I think that if it's just they put a little bit more money into it, like they are, and a little bit more time, I think it could really pop personally for the younger generations.
But what, I mean, was this, isn't this like the concept of fantasy? Isn't it like picking your actual professional gamer and it's based on their stat? I mean, isn't it that whoever gets the best turn, highest number in stats, highest kills, etc.?
I think
So
people would
then,
have fun with it.
but you're not saying that they would bet on themselves in a fantasy league. This wouldn't make
I
that
think
wouldn't make sense.
I don't think people are going to be betting on themselves. I don't think professionals are going to be doing this. I think it's going to be the people watching esports. I
Right.
mean, ho you I'm sure there's regulations against the players doing it.
Yeah, here
Because like
they talk.
if I'm a basketball player, am I doing fantasy sports for my own basketball stats? No.
Well, here they mentioned Fortnite. I mean, how big is the Fortnite? I've heard stories like Fortnite's dead now.
I think Fortnite's casual. I don't know about that for like the competitive thing, but I think Valorant, League of Legends, I
Yeah,
think
but,
those types of things
right.
will get the fantasy sports like kind of like energy from their players. I think that they would like this because I ran like a bunch of local League of Legends tournaments and things like that, and I know the types of kids that go to that. They're very competitive. They're very like athletic in general. A lot of them are usually very fit, which is you wouldn't think that, but it is true. So I think that they would be super down for this kind of thing, especially if it's like fun on an app,
Right.
which is
I mean,
easy.
look, I mean, but this thing about it is, I was trying to point out is that, as I was saying, is like esports is so complicated, video games so complicated. Where on the spectrum? I mean, there's g games are just like there's certain leagues that are just going to die. Like I just read, like they're going to go like to extinction, like Heroes of the Storm. I don't know. Like a lot of
That's
people
like
don't play that.
that's yeah, but
I mean,
I'm talking the big titles though that have been around and will be around.
Look what happened to Hearthstone. Especially since there are avid people that love Hearthstone. I don't hear a lot about any
No,
tournaments
but
anymore.
you hear about League of Legends, you hear about Valorant.
Yeah, but are these other games going to go that direction? Are they going to go the Hearthstone,
I think Hearthstone's
way?
so niche. I guess they all are niche, but
That's what I'm saying is that it's
I
a
think
complicated
for
thing
something like
because
Fortnite, it's I don't know. There's so many different players. There's so many different games. Like who knows? But a
Right.
lot of these titles have been around a long time. The only things I would worry about is like Overwatch or like Fortnite.
It's interesting. And as we see more and more of these articles talking about betting and wagering and stuff like that, and every year I try to reach out to some of the publishers at Blizzard, at Riot, at Valve to come to the Casino Esports Conference to talk about that. They don't want to come because it says it's about gambling. So they want to keep the status
That's
quo, try
changing
to
though,
keep.
because they used to do that with alcohol.
Oh, now they have alcohol sponsors like Budweiser and stuff like
Yeah,
that.
so I think that's going to change slowly.
It's still changed. They're just as slow to adapt to say that they want to work with the casinos as the casinos are adapt to have video gaming tournaments
Yeah,
and
isn't
things in
that
their
funny?
places. So you're really having, and the frustrating part is I got two industries on both sides of this, like I always call it this huge chasm. And what I'm trying to do is build this
It's like
bridge.
a
There are
snail
other people.
race.
There's still people trying to do that. I mean, there's a lot of people that are in this space. It's like people like Blaine Greyboys from GameCo, people like Grant Johnson from EEG. It's not easy though. Although if you're traded on NASDAQ and you're a publicly traded company like esports, like the Entertainment Esports Group, it makes it a lot easier. Because money talks. Whether the implement money talks, but is the implementation the right implementation? Is it going to be implemented in the way that it needs to be implemented? But that's That's why, in this next article I wanted to talk to you. So Vindex is reportedly to set to acquire Games Belong. And, as far as, implementation, I mean, what maybe you could tell me a little bit about Games Belong here.
I mean, I don't really know anything about Games Belong besides the fact that they're a gaming arena division, but pretty much what Vindex is doing is they raised $300 million. They're taking the Games Belong like venues already, and they're looking to open up 500 esports venues and use their partnerships, 'cause the same company, Vindex, also has a partnership with like IMAX theaters to create these great esports experiences around the world. We weren't able to see that because of COVID, but it seems like they're kind of doing what we've been talking about. Like, they're building up their army of venues and experiences for when everybody's ready to go back out. So that's
And
what they're doing with Games Belong.
yeah, and I think this is interesting because the reason why I pulled this article is it says there's an update here from ESI that Vindex hasn't raised 300 million.
Oh, but they plan on putting that into it
It
over 5 years.
intends to invest that amount over the next 5 years, right, in Belong. So here's again, this is like I always talk about this, how it's so misleading. And we hear, these articles come out all the time. And it's quite misleading as to, I mean,
What's actually
$300 million,
going on in the
yeah,
industry?
right. $300 million is a lot of money. And, is that really what's happening? The other article that I knew about, actually, that was, yeah, and we're back. All right. So, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hey.
All right. So, yeah, sorry about that, everybody out there. So, they did purchase Helix Esports and a couple other companies, and they are purchasing a lot of companies. And to be honest with you, as I said this entire year of 2020, that COVID is really not as much as they say that esports thrived in COVID. It's also was very, very much damaged, especially
Well,
physical places.
the actual competitions, I think, were affected by it heavily because of like just technical issues and not being able to like regulate everything the way that you normally could because you're not physically there.
But doesn't that also fall over to the wagering side of it? I mean,
It
if there
has
was
to,
more,
yeah.
if there was a lot of cheating going on because they couldn't regulate it and actually have it in physical locations, there were people throwing matches. And that happened with Call of Duty back in the summer. It happened. It happens rampantly. It happened with CSGO as well. I mean, ESIC was all over that. They had to watch it, but they had to watch it from another room, not where they could be at the actual venue and check and make sure that players were, up to par.
Are these
And
people even trying to cheat? They're always caught. They're always caught.
I understand
Or
they're caught, but they're
are they always caught? How many do we not know about?
exactly. I mean, is esports going to be like it might as well be like the World Wrestling Federation. There's just going to be a
Yeah.
determined winner. Nobody knows who it is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, honestly, it's is it it becomes a it becomes a joke if there's so much rampant cheating. And to be honest with you, unless they start working in bubbles like the NBA and other things, which is very difficult to do because most of the teams that have teams like Cloud9 or any of these guys, they live in a house together. And it's not just one team that's living there, meaning not just one game or one group of guys that play one particular game that live in the house. They can have four different teams in that one house. One
Yeah.
plays Rocket League, one plays, League of Legends, one plays, Call of Duty, whatever it is. And they're all in this one house. But then they have to go up to a separate area that's that particular league. I mean, unless they're keeping all the different games in one location, it's almost logistically impossible to bubble the esports
Yeah.
world because there's so many different games.
I agree.
And I think that's one of the problems that they have. And then when you run what you run into is these guys playing at home or from their houses, and there's some cheating going on. And that's not good for the reputation for esports. It's not good to, when you're getting into the betting and trying to legitimize that. And I wonder how much information the state of New Jersey's electorate, like their assembly, the state assembly, state senate, how much of these guys really know about some of the news, because they're not, they
I
don't
don't think they
read.
know.
No, they have no idea. So, but all they know is they look at it and they go, you know what? If it's going to bring us tax dollars, then
Let's
it's
go.
good. Let's do it. That's just, that's the way it is. But that could bring them a lot of trouble. I don't think, how much trouble, but it can bring them trouble. But we're talking about these venues, and Vindex is raising $300 million for all of these venues. I think that's great. But at the same time, I always say that all of these venues need to be filled with communities. And
Yeah.
the communities don't start in the venue, the community starts online.
No, and if you're playing games or you're interested in games, you probably have them at home.
Course.
So you do need that community, like, to come to the venue.
What's going to bring you to a LAN center?
I mean,
Other than,
tournaments aren't like only so much. Like, you need actual fun events. 'Cause like me, I'm not gonna go to a tournament unless I'm running it or my friend's in it.
right, yes, you're
But
running it, your friends are in it, or if they're having open play or free play
yeah, or
or
if it's
some
just
kind
like
of
a
like,
cool like social time, like there needs to be something going on, even like air hockey or whatever, like something.
or even like a board game area.
Yeah, like people would love that. It needs to be like these venues need to be like mini conventions almost all the time.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do online
That's what I
with
used to
Game
try to do when I worked for the Microsoft store. I used to run tournaments. I had to build a community that wanted to hang out every single week for pretty much nothing. How do
Right.
you get people
And
there when you're giving crap prizes?
because you build a community
You'd
online.
have to make it an awesome time, yeah.
I mean, that's what we're planning on doing. We're planning on creating a 24/7, 365-day, not
Social hub.
convention, but like a social community area where you can get all your entertainment. You can find people. There's going to be like a dating site, like
Yeah, heck yeah.
integrated.
Because
There's
they're pretty
going to
much
be,
dating sites anyway. It's the internet.
right. And then there's going to be, we have also B2B platforms.
That's cool.
So we're going to be able, you'll be able to, so like if you're a game developer or you want to write, or you write code and you want to build a game and you need a story writer, you'll find a story writer on our
Love
platform.
that.
If you're two people and you've written the code, you've written the story, you've written the game, but you need music for your game, you'll find a musician in our community.
Love that.
So the way I describe it, it's like an entire neighborhood with people with all varying talents, but the neighborhood is a gaming cultured neighborhood.
Yeah.
And that's what we're creating. That's what GameCon, on the online portion is going to be. And then every six times a year, we're going to have events with tournaments, and you'll be able to meet your friends in person. But we're all about starting it online. And every single that we have to have these little worlds online for people to connect to. And up until my concept, you only have like certain sites that hit certain points. And I could say that Twitch, yeah, you can meet people in chat
But it's
rooms
not
and stuff like that.
personal. It's not person to person.
No, you're being entertained and
Yeah.
you're watching influencers. The only difference between Twitch, the only difference between Twitch and TV is that in Twitch you can actually talk to the entertainer. You can have discourse
Yeah.
with the entertainer, and that's a novel thing. I'm glad that That's a novel thing. And then there's other sites like Discord itself. Discord is basically like, it's like Facebook or anything else. You create channels, people go into those channels. And then there's like, if you wanna, there's TikTok for music, and there's not, there's no cosplay community that you can find online. And we want to build that into our platform, at least
I
as
mean,
far as
there's
I
like,
know.
there are these small communities, but there's not one place for all of the communities.
Right. So we're trying to centralize people that are gamers culturally, but not necessarily avid gamers. And then we also have a home for avid gamers.
Yeah.
It's like everything in one place. So, as I said, we're going into 2021,
Harder than ever.
harder than ever, trying to leave this nightmare behind us. But again, what 2020 did, I mean, again, let's just face it, it sucked. This year was the biggest shit show you can ever imagine. And I don't think that any generation has lived through anything like this since like World War II.
Yeah, I don't even know. I'm not confident enough to even say my if they have or not.
But I mean, I talked to my parents, and they my fa well, my parents were around during World War II. They were children, but as kids, it was like there was war bonds, and there was like you had to like people waited online for food, and it was bad. It was
Yeah.
bad. And I'm not saying that this is better or worse or whatever, but I mean, a lot of people have passed away that shouldn't have. We had, and as I said, the video gaming world, the esports world has, was not, did not escape this pandemic. In fact, it was esports in itself was supposed to be about a $1 billion industry by 2020.
Yeah.
It never reached that point. It was like $100 million short. It's valued at $900 million. So investors have run away
Yeah.
from it. More and more people are having a very hard time finding seed investment. I think it slowed down the growth of esports. But at the same time, it didn't get rid of the noise. We still hear a lot of noise on how much money this one's raising, how much money that one's raising. But are they
Yeah.
really raising that amount of money? It was a discussion, it was promised, but it hasn't really gotten there yet. $300 million wasn't actually there. It's gonna get there, but it's not there now. That's over a 5-year period. All that stuff is left out of the article. That's not in the article.
Yeah.
We only know what we can read. And it's funny because we live in a world. I was talking to somebody about this. He was the AI director for Facebook.
Cool.
I was talking to the guy about this. He lived in Tunisia now. He was living in San Francisco. But the idea behind what he was saying was that Pulitzer and some of these big newspaper developers back in the 1800s. They knew that if they put big pictures on the front of their newspaper, they would get more eyes looking.
Yeah.
It was what attracted people.
So it's the same thing now.
News hasn't changed.
Nah, it's all
It's
fake.
gotten worse. I mean, look, we elected a president based on his fake news
Yeah.
or his conspiracy theories or his belief, but thank God that's behind us now too. But there's only so much you can believe when you read it. I think that's my point.
I
That's what I
agree.
want to get across is nobody really understands what's going on in the world or what's going on with an individual person. And everybody has a story. And the story that you actually see on the outside isn't the story that's actually the real
Happening,
story.
yeah.
So I think 2020, everyone's happy. That's out of here. It's going. I'm looking forward to 2021. I'm hoping for great things, wonderful things, and everybody should stay healthy and happy so that we can see the sunshine on the other side of the new year.
Wear your mask.
Wear your masks, stay safe. It's going to be a while. We got another long haul, But at least we have a vaccine now. Moderna, Pfizer has come out with vaccine, so kind of happy about that. Are we going to get vaccinated now? Jen, you'll probably be one of the ones in like June or July getting it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say.
You got to be like over like 80 to get it now.
That makes sense.
You know, and all the nursing homes are
I don't
getting
mind
it. All
waiting.
the first responders are getting it. But that makes sense.
Yeah, I think so too.
So I'm okay. I'll wait for
I'll
my
wait for
shot.
mine.
I'm good for it. Yeah, stay strong, stay healthy, and have a great New Year's.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I think we're resuming on what, January 4th? I'm
Yeah,
not.
January
Okay.
4th.
So we'll see everybody on January 4th,
Well, you're gonna have a special episode next week, right? With
next week on the 28th, I'm going to be talking to Larry Yeager. He's promoting a book. We'll be talking about his book, and we'll see everybody. Well, I'll see everybody next week, but we'll see Jen on the 4th of January.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Take care. Bye.
Bye.